Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. We're doing trivia this morning to give away two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We're going to do that drawing in about 45 minutes here on WWGH Radio. So far, we've got Trish in four times, Ryan, Scott, Ryan's in twice, and Charlene in the competition. The question before we went to break was, according to health magazines, what is the healthiest food chain in the United States? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Burger King?
Not Burger King, but a good guess. Not Burger King. What is the healthiest food chain in the United States? The healthiest food chain in the United States. 14 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. 740-383-9944. According to health magazines, what is the healthiest food chain in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Chicken.
What's that?
The chicken.
The chicken?
Chicken, yes.
Not chicken. Not the chicken. 740-383-9944. The healthiest food chain in the United States. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it Taco Bell?
Not Taco Bell. Not Taco Bell here this morning. What is the healthiest food chain in the United States? Does anybody know? Healthiest food chain in the United States. Go ahead, caller.
Could it be Subway?
Not Subway, but that's a good guess. Not Subway this morning. According to the health magazines, what is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? The healthiest fast food chain in the United States. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Subway?
Not Subway.
Okay.
Not Subway, but Subway is a good guess. According to health magazines, according to Health Magazine, what is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? According to Health Magazine, what's the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we'll get you up on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Arby's.
Not Arby's. Arby's is not the one. 17 minutes past the hour here. According to Health Magazine, what is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Chipotle?
Not Chipotle. Good guess, though. Not Chipotle. What is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? Does anybody know? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Applebee's?
Not Applebee's. Not Applebee's. According to Health Magazine, what is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? 18 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Little Caesars?
Not Little Caesars. Not Little Caesars. According to Health Magazine, what is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Panera Bread.
Panera Bread. That is exactly right. Who are we putting in?
I'll put Michelle in again.
Michelle in again, and we don't even know if she's out there listening this morning.
Well, I'll call and tell her she won.
You have to call and tell her she won. You're right. Thank you.
Mm.
Michelle is in twice. Is she listening? We don't know. Okay, yes. According to Health Magazine, Panera Bread is the healthiest fast food chain in the United States. All right, moving on to the next question. Who is the founder of Chick-fil-A? Who is the founder of Chick-fil-A? 740-383-9944. Who is the founder of Chick-fil-A? Does anybody know that? Now that's a little more difficult in the question department. Who is the founder of Chick-fil-A? 740-383-9944. Trish in four times, Ryan in twice, Michelle in twice, Scott in, Charlene in this morning. Who is the founder of Chick-fil-A? 740-383-9944. In about 40 minutes, we're going to do our drawing for a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who the founder of Chick-fil-A is? It'll be interesting if anybody does know this. 740-383-9944. I bet you there's a lot of Googling going on right now. I get the feeling there's a lot of Googling going on. All right. Let's see who Googled the fastest. Go ahead, caller.
Truett Cathy.
Let's see here. You're right. Truett Cathy, you've got it. What's your name, ma'am?
Ashley.
Ashley. All right. Gotcha. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Truett Cathy is the interesting name, but that is the founder of Chick-fil-A. All right. Next question. Which restaurant is the home of the original small square burger? How about that? Which restaurant is the home of the original small square hamburger? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which restaurant is the home of the original small square hamburger? Does anybody know? We've got Ashley in now, Michelle in twice, Charlene, Ryan in twice, Trish in four times, Scott in once. Who else are we going to get in here? All right, let's see here if this person knows. Go ahead, caller. That is White Castle. You've got it, Bob. We got you in. Bob got one there. It is White Castle. The restaurant, the home of the original small square hamburger, that is White Castle. Bob got that one. All right, on to the next question here. Which fast food restaurant founder was the most visible by being featured in television commercials and becoming the face of the franchise? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know this? Which fast food restaurant founder was the most visible by being featured in television commercials and becoming the face of the franchise? 740-383-9944. Bob's in now, Ashley's in, Michelle's in twice, Charlene's in, Ryan's in twice. All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it Colonel Sanders?
Not Colonel Sanders. Not Colonel Sanders. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Which fast food restaurant founder became the most visible? All right, go ahead, caller.
Jimmy Dean?
Not Jimmy Dean. Not Jimmy Dean. Somebody else going to slip in here? Which fast food? All right, let's see what the next caller is here. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Wendy.
Do you know who it was?
Dave.
Dave.
Oh,
name.
Oh, we were so close.
I know, Dave. Thomas.
Oh, now see, was that the girl who won't sing the Toys R Us song?
Yes.
Now we just heard her on the radio. Now what's the difference?
He just heard you. Yes.
Now we can't get her to sing, but she can yell out the answers.
He can't get you to sing, but you'll yell out the answer? That was her, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Well, tell her she would all make our Thursday much better if she would just sing this song.
You would make his Thursday much better if she'll sing the song. Come on, Alicia. Oh, my gosh.
Does she know the Wendy's song? Is there a Wendy's song?
Is there a Wendy's song? No, she doesn't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of a Wendy's song.
Now, there is a Burger King song. Does she know the Burger King song?
You know the Burger King song? No. I don't know
either. It's something about having it your way at Burger King or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we got you in again, Charlene, but we're
all right.
She saved you with Thomas.
Yes, she did.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Charlene in again. So we've got Charlene in twice. We've got Bob in. We've got Ashley in. We've got Michelle in twice. Trish in four times. Ryan in twice. And Scott. All right. Next one. What is the most used flavor enhancer in fast food? Well, that's an interesting question. What is the most used flavor enhancer in fast food? 740-383-9944, 25 minutes past the hour here. That's 740-383-9944. What is the most used flavor enhancer in fast foods? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer here? The most used flavor enhancer in fast food. Go ahead, caller.
Salt.
Not salt. Not salt. The most used flavor enhancer in fast food. Does anybody know what it is? Most used flavor enhancer in fast food. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it salt?
Not salt. Not salt. Looking for the most used flavor enhancer in fast food. The most used flavor enhancer in fast food. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Most used flavor enhancer in fast food. 26 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
Monosodium glutamate.
Now, see, that sounds like a Google answer if I've ever heard one.
No, because it's in everything.
And it, commonly referred to as?
MSG.
MSG. But see, yeah. What is MSG? You sometimes you
I have
ask.
No idea.
Neither do I.
It's in everything. Everything that I've ever seen has been in.
But I wonder what it is.
I don't know. They say it's not good for you.
Well, because we don't put MSG in our food at home.
No. No, we don't.
So I'm not exactly...
My husband's Spanish, and everything that he cooks with, all of his spices contains that.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what MSG really is.
Yeah, it's in all kinds of Chinese food and everything.
Yeah, but apparently you can order Chinese food without the MSG, but I'm not sure how they take it out.
Yeah, and how would it taste?
Well, that's right, but I know a lot of people do that because of
right.
health concerns.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. But we got
that's
you in
true.
Again, Charlene.
All right,
thank you. Charlene is in again. It was MSG. So now, where we stand, we've got Trish in four times. We've got Ryan in twice. We've got Scott in once. We've got Michelle in twice. We've got Charlene in three times. We've got Ashley in once. And we've got Bob in once. And it's 28 minutes past the hour here. Let's see what else we can come up with. Okay. Next question. Well, this is interesting. Which of the following McDonald's menu items has 1,320 calories? There you go. Well, I guess this is not really following. Just which one? Which of the McDonald's menu items has 1,320 calories? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now, this is just going to be a plain guess, I would bet, to see if you can get it here. You have to peruse your McDonald's menu here this morning. Which of the McDonald's menu items has 1,320 calories? 740-383-9944. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I believe that's a Big Mac.
That is a Big Mac. Now, what is bad calorie-wise? Is 1,300 bad?
1,300 calories just for one sandwich. That's pretty high.
Well, typically, how much is a sandwich? Do we know?
I don't know. I think the Thousand Island dressing is what really puts a... You know, salads aren't good for you if you put a lot of dressing on it. You might as well eat some good food.
Well,
your salsas a lot of times are your calorie makers.
Can be big trouble.
Yeah.
So who are we putting in?
Let's put Bob in and give him another shot.
Give Bob another shot. Okay, Bob's in again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is the Big Mac. 1,320 calories go into making the Big Mac, which I don't is I guess that's high, but I wonder what the other sandwiches are. And the other sandwiches at other restaurants, like the Whopper or the Baconator or things like that. I wonder how many calories those have. Anyway, the McDonald's menu item with 1,320 calories is the Big Mac. Okay, here's where we are at 30 minutes past the hour. We've got Trish in four times. We've got Ryan in twice. We've got Scott in. We've got Michelle in twice. We've got Bob in twice. We've got Charlene in three times. We've got Ashley in once. So that's where we stand right now. And we've still got 29 minutes left to go. Okay, which of the following is the most common pizza topping? I guess it's not really following again. Which is the most common pizza topping? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The most common pizza topping. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. 31 and a half minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Gonna draw for a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets in about 28 minutes here. The most common pizza topping is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Is it pepperoni?
It is pepperoni. You nailed it. Is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Well, we got you in again. Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It is pepperoni. The most common pizza topping is pepperoni. All right here. And that brings us to the end of the food trivia. But we now can go back to our slogan trivia. Remember our slogan trivia we were doing the other day? Let's see how good you are when it comes back to the slogan trivia. Okay. We never did get this one the other day. What is the slogan or jingle for freecreditreport.com? 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for freecreditreport.com. 32 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for freecreditreport.com. Does anybody know what it is? We've got Trish in four times this morning, Ryan in twice, Scott in twice now, Michelle in twice, Bob in twice, Charlene in three times, and Ashley in once. Ashley needs to get in here one more time. All right. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com? 740-383-9944, FreeCreditReport.com. What is the slogan or jingle? Does anybody know? We'd love to hear from you. Slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. This hung us up the other day. Is it going to hang us up again today? Do people not see the commercials or jingles or slogans for FreeCreditReport.com? Let's see. Well, according to the statistics over here to the side, it's a very popular one. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com? You notice how the phone calls drop off. These must be much more difficult questions here. FreeCreditReport.com. Does anybody know the jingle and or slogan for FreeCreditReport.com? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. You know, we've got a whole bunch of these jingles and slogans over the last few days, but we cannot seem to get past this one. This has been the rock of Gibraltar in the middle of the road. The slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. Who's going to be the genius that gets this one this morning? The slogan or jingle for FreeCreditReport.com. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
F-R-E-E, that spells free, creditreport.com, baby.
That's it. You got it. And the singing was great. We got you in again, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, we finally got past FreeCreditReport.com. That was the jingle. F-R-E-E, that spells FreeCreditReport.com, baby. All right, next one, Bagel Bites. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Bagel Bites? You know, I remember this one very well. The slogan and or jingle for Bagel Bites. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for Bagel Bites. Does anybody know what that is? Is this another difficult one in the grand scheme of things here? Let's see. Bagel Bites slogan and or jingle. Does anybody know? Do you love the Bagel Bites? The Bagel Bites slogan and or jingle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Bagel Bites? Got a lot of people in the competition this morning. Trish, Ryan, Charlene, Michelle, Ashley, Bob, Scott. Lots of people in, and lots of people in multiple times to win a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, which we will draw for here in about 23 minutes. The slogan and or jingle for Bagel Bites. Does anybody know what it is? We'd love if you knew. 38 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. Don't forget Glenn Coble coming up when this show's over today, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and then Swap Shop from 12:10 until 1 p.m., and Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. Bagel Bites. Does anybody know the slogan and jingle or jingle for Bagel Bites? Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who eat these Bagel Bites. I think they have many different flavors for the old Bagel Bites. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Is it pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza anytime?
Not anytime. It's one word is wrong. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza. It's not at any time. Do you know what it might be?
It's not any time.
Yeah, it's not any. What would you say?
No, I don't know. I thought it was any time.
Not any time.
No, all right then.
Okay, close though. Our caller was very close there. The slogan for Bagel Bites: pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening. It's not pizza at any time, but that's very, very close. Is anybody going to slide in here, or maybe our caller there will, it'll pop into his head. 740-383-9944. Bagel Bites. What is the slogan or jingle for Bagel Bites? Go ahead, caller.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Supper time. That's it. We got it. Charlene, you're in here. All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Now, the next one here is a little easier. Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios. 740-383-9944. Honey Nut Cheerios. Does anybody know what the slogan and or jingle is for Honey Nut Cheerios? Okay, let's see what's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller. Hello? We must have lost that caller. 40 minutes past the hour here. Honey Nut Cheerios. What is the slogan and or jingle for Honey Nut Cheerios? We've got Trish here in 5 times. Ryan in twice. Scott in twice. Michelle in twice. Bob in twice. Charlene in 5 times. No, 4 times. Charlene in 4 times. Ashley in once. Who's going to get it? Honey Nut Cheerios. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's Honey Nut O.
That's right, it's a Honey Nut O. It's Honey Nut Cheerios. You have got it.
What do you know?
I know. Did you have some this morning?
No, I had a Slim Fast this morning.
Oh, well, hey, that works too. Was it strawberry or chocolate?
Oh, no, it was chocolate. Oh, I always go with chocolate.
Go with chocolate. All right, Scott, we got you in again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Scott is in again here. It's a Honey Oven O. It's Honey Nut Cheerios. All right, the next one, Roto-Rooter. What is the slogan and or jingle for Roto-Rooter? Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter. Does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for Roto-Rooter? We're going to give away these 2 tickets to Zumbeezy Bay in about 18 minutes here. WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. What's the slogan and or jingle for Roto-Rooter? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Roto-Rooter. Okie doke here. Go ahead, caller.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go trouble down the drain.
That's right. But you know, does it always work?
It did for me. One of my kitchen sinks was plugged up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's good. Roto-Rooter came right. Now, what does Roto-Rooter charge these days?
It was $130.
My goodness. And they're there for what, about 10 minutes?
Yeah, just for a kitchen sink.
Just for a kitchen sink. My goodness.
Yep.
Well, you're in again, Charlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Charlene is now tied with Trish. They both have 5 entries here. Roto-Rooter. Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. All right. Next one. Mazda. How about this one? Maybe the guys will know this a little bit more than the ladies out there. Mazda. What is the slogan and or jingle for Mazda? M-A-Z-D-A. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mazda. what is their slogan or jingle? The Mazda Company, of all things. Give us the slogan and or jingle for Mazda. We've got Roto-Rooter this morning, Honey Nut Cheerios, Bagel Bites, and FreeCreditReport.com, and now we're looking for Mazda. Does anybody know the Mazda jingle? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Zoom Zoom?
Zoom Zoom, you've got it. Who do we have on the line?
This is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley, are you a new listener to the program?
Yeah, just recently.
Just recently.
I started working again, so we're always on in the morning.
Oh, can you say where we're on at?
What do you mean?
Like, where are you working at, where we're on?
Oh, I work at Goodwill Industries.
What's that?
I work at Goodwill Industries.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Can you say that again?
Goodwill Industries.
Oh, Goodwill. So we're on up there at Goodwill?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, say hello to everybody out at Goodwill for us.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Well, there you go. It's nice to be on at the Goodwill. I shop a lot at Goodwill, so there you go. Mazda is Zoom Zoom. All right, Pillow Pets. What's the slogan and or jingle for Pillow Pets? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Pillow Pets. Boy, when we do this drawing, we've got so many entries this morning. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 entries so far this morning. And we're not done yet. We've still got 15 minutes. I about gave you the slogan. Pillow Pets. What is the slogan and or jingle for Pillow Pets? 740-383-9944. Pillow Pets. I thought this would be easier. Maybe people didn't buy a lot of Pillow Pets. This is kind of a simple jingle. And isn't it interesting? I thought a guy would get the Mazda jingle, but just goes to show you, girls are as interested in disguise in cars these days. Pillow Pets. What's the slogan and or jingle for Pillow Pets? Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Pillow, pillow, it's a pet.
That's not it. Good guess, though. Not pillow, pillow, it's a pet. That is not the jingle for Pillow Pets. What is the jingle for Pillow Pets? 46 minutes past the hour here, 14 minutes to our big drawing here on WWGH Radio. A couple tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which also gets you into the Columbus Zoo, by the way. Pillow Pets. What's the jingle or slogan for Pillow Pets? 740-383-9944. Pillow Pets. That's where we are, coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
It's a pillow. It's a pet. It's a pillow pet.
You've got it. I'll tell you, Ashley, you're coming on strong here at the end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ashley, coming on strong, wants to win those Zumbezi Bay tickets. It's a pillow, it's a pet, it's a pillow pet. All right, next one, Light Bright. See, this goes back to the Dark Ages. I think they still sell these, though. Light Bright. What's the slogan and or jingle for Light Bright? Which, by the way, is spelled LiteBrite, which I don't think Lite is like light, Light. Lite, I think, is like light butter. So it's weird they spell Light Bright that way. Does anybody know, just a little grammatical aside there for you. Light Bright. What is the slogan for Light Bright? 740-383-9944. 22 entries this morning. Let's see, how many people do we... Well, you know, a lot of people are in multiple times, which that's good, too. Good, healthy competition. We've got Charlene, I think, in 5 times. We've got Trish, I think, is tied with 5 times. We've got Scott in twice. Michelle's in twice. Bob's in twice. Scott's in three times. Who do we have? Ashley is now in three times. So here we go. 22 entries here. What is the slogan and or jingle for Light Bright? 48 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Light bright, turn on the light, colored lights.
Close, but not quite. Not quite the slogan for Light Bright there. What is the slogan and or jingle for Light Bright? Do we know? Maybe this person does. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Light Bright making things with light?
You got it. Light Bright making things with light. All right, Scott, got you in again.
Okay, thanks.
Scott comes in with Light Bright here. Okay. Now this, everybody knows this one. And to be honest with you, I don't even know why we all know this one, because it's not a hugely popular product, but I know this one. Wayfair. What is the slogan and or jingle for Wayfair? 740-383-9944. Slogan and or jingle for Wayfair. 23 entries so far this morning. And we've only been doing this for about an hour. Wayfair. What is the slogan and or jingle for Wayfair? We got that delay. 30-second delay. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for Wayfair? Let's see. Well, if we get through this one, the next couple ones have to deal with food. Wayfair. Slogan or jingle for Wayfair. A pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Hang in the balance. Now, they also get you into the Columbus Zoo, I believe, here. All right. Wayfair. Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Wayfair, you got just what I need.
Wayfair, you've got just what I need. What does Wayfair have?
Everything.
Do they? I've never been to the Wayfair.
Actually, you do it online.
Oh, see, I heard they were involved in some kind of a ring a few years ago.
That's the same thing I heard.
Yeah, but I think that blew over. I think that turned out not to be true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some kind of a trafficking thing or something.
Yeah, hopefully not.
No, hopefully not.
We got you in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, that's it. Wayfair, you've got what I need. Okay, next one. This is Reese Puffs cereal. Okay? To be honest with you, I've never eaten this, and I've never heard this slogan, but somebody who eats this cereal might know it. Reese Puffs cereal. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Reese Puffs cereal. Does anybody know what the slogan and or jingle is for Reese Puffs cereal? We'd love to know. Let's see here. Reese Puffs cereal. Do we know the slogan and or jingle? 740-383-9944. Reese Puffs cereal. You'd be entry number 24 this morning. Reese Puffs cereal. Slogan or jingle? And again, like I've never had these, so this would be a new one for me. But let me know. Reese Puffs cereal. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to know if you know the slogan and or jingle for Reese Puffs cereal. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
The Reese's you eat with a spoon?
Not the Reese's you eat with a spoon. Not that one. Reese Puffs Cereal. That's what we're looking for here. Reese Puffs Cereal. 740-383-9944. 53 and a half minutes past the hour here. Drawing coming up in about 7 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Reese Puffs Cereal? We hope you do. We'd love for you to enter our competition this morning. Be entrant number 24. Reese Puffs Cereal. I thought this might be a more difficult one because I've seen these, but I've never heard of a jingle. Go ahead, caller.
It's Reese's you eat with a spoon.
Not the Reese's you eat with a spoon. Not that one. Not the Reese's you eat with a spoon. Apparently, that might have been their slogan at some point, but not what's listed here as their most popular slogan. What is the slogan for Reese Puffs Cereal? Reese Puffs Cereal. 740-383-9944. Looking for the answer for Reese Puffs Cereal. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, it kind of seems like everybody knows the fast food questions, don't they?
But not the cereal. We're stuck there.
Yeah, we're stuck there. Maybe I don't know.
We'll hope. We'll hope we'll get it.
Okay.
Thank you. Reese Puffs Cereal. Does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for Reese Puffs Cereal? 55 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. We'd love to get another person entered here. Reese Puffs Cereal. 23 entries, I believe, here. We'd love to get a 24th. Reese Puffs Cereal. 5 minutes left to go till our big drawing here for the Zumbeezy Bay passes. All right. Go ahead, caller.
It's Reese's for breakfast.
Not Reese's for breakfast. Not Reese's for breakfast. What is the Reese Puffs Cereal slogan and or jingle? Reese Puffs slogan and or jingle that I have written down here. All right, Reese Puffs Cereal. Does anybody know what that is? 56 minutes past the hour. Reese Puffs Cereal. We're fast approaching the drawing here in about 4 minutes. Let's see if this is a correct answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Reese's Puffs, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, eat 'em up. Reese's Puffs.
Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, eat 'em up. You got it. Trish, you're in.
Thank you.
Trish is in again here. Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, eat 'em up. That's the Reese Puffs cereal slogan. Next one. Wonder Ball. Does anybody remember the Wonder Ball? What is the slogan and or jingle for Wonder Ball? We've got about 4 minutes left. 56 minutes past the hour here. Wonder Ball is what we're looking for. Does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for Wonder Ball? You'd be our 25th entry this morning. Wonder Ball. We've done a lot of these slogans this morning. Let's see here if this person knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
You got the one for Reese's Puffs?
We did get the Reese Puffs, yes.
What was it?
It was eat 'em up, eat 'em up, eat 'em up.
Not according to what I'm looking at right now on the box itself. It says, how do you love your Reese Puffs?
They must change them over the years.
Yeah, I do. We just bought this, and that's what's on the back of it.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. I've never had that cereal.
Yeah, they're... I guess when we're kids, I guess I'm a kid, though, because I like them.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, are we going to get our 25th entry this morning? Wonder Ball. What's the slogan and or jingle for Wonder Ball? Glenn's going to sit on the floor. All right. We've got 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. today. We've got the Glenn Show followed by Swap Shop today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Can you believe it, Glenn, this morning? We've got 24 entries.
Yeah, I've already picked out a number in case you're going to ask me.
Well, I'm going to ask you here momentarily for these Zumbezi Bay tickets. And isn't it nice they have us on out at the Goodwill?
Oh, I love it.
I love to hear that this morning.
Absolutely. My wife goes out there a lot.
Well, see, this is what we should be on, as far as I'm concerned, in every business in Marion.
Absolutely, because we're the only place where they can talk about it.
Where they can, they can learn.
Yeah.
We're a learning station. All right, I'm going to give you 60 seconds here. We can get our 25th entry if somebody can tell me what the slogan and or jingle is for Wonder Ball. And we've got a lot of these slogans and jingles this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've got 9. This would be the 10th. What's the slogan and or jingle for Wonder Ball? Boy, we've got a lot of entries. Ashley, Trish, Ryan, Michelle, Scott, Bob.
You're not allowed to get into this.
Well, I think I should be. Charlene's in. What's the slogan or jingle for Wonder Ball? Is somebody going to take a stab at it here and be our 25th entry before we do our drawing? And don't forget Swap Shop today. Oh, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the Wonder Ball jingle. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I wonder what's in Wonder Ball.
I wonder what's in a Wonder Ball. That's right. You got it. Thanks, Trish. Trish made it in again with the Wonder Ball jingle. All right. We got the big 25 here this morning, Glenn. Who's going to... Now, let me... Because I don't want to number these just right away. So let me get these real quick here. Okay.
You got them numbered?
I got them. Well, hold on. If this person gets in, I'll let them in. If they can tell me what Wonder Ball is. Go ahead. Well, they must have gave up on it. Okay. 1 to 25 here, Glenn. Who's going to win the Zumbi? And by the way, you can pick these up till 1 o'clock today. Yes.
18.
Oh, you'd make me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. How about that? It's our friend Ashley out at the Goodwill. I hope everybody cheer at the Goodwill right now. Just scream. We're not there to see it, but all the customers should scream right now at the Goodwill. Ashley from Goodwill, you got a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets. You can pick those up till 1 o'clock today here. Glenn Coble coming up next from 10 until noon, and Swap Shop 12 until 1, and Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3. Stay tuned. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note to my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again, and we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, maybe we'll do a whole show on Ed Sullivan sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you get the people and have all the people talk about what happened and how he says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant. And then the elephant made a pot, you know. And would you get somebody clean this up?
Now here's what I know about Ed Sullivan from reading.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He's, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. He was a shickle creeper with good shortcuts. So I came out. I said, Eddie, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't